Salvation is, now look at this. This is hotly contested, and it shouldn't be. Salvation is repentance toward God, faith toward Jesus Christ. It is summarized as the gospel of grace. What is the gospel of grace? Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. Mercy, a twin of grace, is God not giving us what we do deserve. And you never know you have grace if you don't realize you have mercy. You've got to understand that they're always connected in the Bible. And that leads, that gospel of grace, which has repentance and faith, and isn't a gospel of grace if it doesn't have those elements, it leads to people entering the kingdom. Wow. People want to just talk about this. Let's just talk about a God who will forgive you of anything, will love you to the end, and come on, don't talk about anything else because it's negative. That's not the salvation message of the Bible. The salvation message of the Bible is you only get God's grace because he's already poured out his wrath on Christ for your and my sins. And if you will cry out to the one who bore the wrath of God and ask him, he will convey you out. But he only conveys those out who have repentance toward him, because it's his kingdom, and have faith toward the sacrifice. Remember, the devils believe the gospel. They do. They believe Christ died. They watched it. They were sneering and jeering. They believe he was buried. They cheered. Paul said that. He said, if the God of this world had known what was going to happen with Christ, he wouldn't have crucified him. Satan did not understand what was going on. And he was egging on the crucifiers. Yay, he finally killed him. They believe all that. They know he rose. They watched it. But they do not have repentance toward God. They do not have faith toward Jesus Christ as their Savior. They have not received this unmerited, undeserved favor. And they are certainly not entering into God's kingdom as willing subjects. That's how the gospel is presented in Acts chapter 20. Let's read it. It says, starting in verse 21, testifying to the Jews and Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul continues, by the way, this is Miletus. He's saying goodbye to the Ephesian elders at the other end of his ministry there. And he says, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me. I do not count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Now, watch this. I have the verse up here because there's some interesting things in here. Again, you notice the repentance and faith is here. Then he starts describing his life. He says, I want to finish my race. This is Paul describing his life. This is an interesting word. This is the Greek word agon. We get an English word out of it by putting a Y on the end of it, agoni. You know what Paul called his Christian life? That's why he would not be welcome at the health, wealth, prosperity places. He said, life as a Christian is agonizing. Why? Because everybody in the world is in this kingdom. I have been moved over to this kingdom, but I still live in the same world with them. And they are enemies of God. And when they realize who I belong to, they're enemies to me because I represent God. He said, it's agonizing. But I do it with joy, the ministry I've received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. That's the gospel is that God has shed his grace upon us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. And indeed, I know that you all among whom I have gone. And look at this is how Paul described what he taught for 3 years, preaching the kingdom of God. You saints who came into the kingdom of God, you're not going to get to see me anymore because he was being taken away.